Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hello and welcome to another great edition of On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. My name is Corey Marino. I am the producer and stats guru for the show. And boy, do we have a great show for you. Jackie and Vince are out on assignment. Vince is actually in Italy, probably testing some new grape varietals for the Vince Ferragamo Winery. But I bet they'll have some great and amazing stories when they get back. And speaking about great and amazing stories, I have gone back into the archives and pulled three interviews for this Hall of Fame edition of On Point Live, where we're going to dive into the sport that we love. We're going to dive into what makes this sport great, the people, the stories, and the legacy. We're joined by three incredible guests, each with a Hall of Fame pedigree and a deep connection to the game. And first up, we are honored to welcome Hall of Fame coach Terry Robiskie, who has 40 years on the NFL sidelines. He opens up about his evolution from a high school quarterback to a record-breaking running back at LSU in college to an NFL player, unfortunately, career cut short by injury, but finishing as a Hall of Fame coach. And he reflects on the three Hall of Fame coaches who shaped his journey in John Madden, Don Shula, and Tom Flores. And then we're joined by Dave Baker, former president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he takes us inside the gold jacket, sharing what truly defines a Hall of Famer, the character and excellence that transcends the stats, and the rich and enduring legacy of the NFL that each enshrinee has helped build. And finally, we're joined by a Hall of Fame wide receiver, Isaac Bruce, who shares his heartfelt memories and his stories from early years in the league, which actually was really cool because he actually played alongside the great Jackie Slater, and he goes into how this mentorship helped shape his own Hall of Fame path. And he gives us the inside scoop on the greatest show on turf, what made the Rams offense so unstoppable, and the bond that fueled it. And I would like to thank you for joining us today. We're on at this time every week, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Subscribe to our Instagram at on.point.live and visit us on our website at onpointlive.net. We would like to thank our sponsor, Harmony Cheese, amazing cheeses, and we would also like to thank you for joining us today. So everybody lock in, get loaded, stay tuned, and we're going to have a great show. It's going to be amazing. Thank you for listening. See you soon.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Touchdown! Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and we're so excited and honored to bring on our next guest. And I think for a thorough introduction, we got to have Corey formally introduce our next guest. Corey, so why don't you take it over?
Well, thank you so much. We have the man, the myth, the legend, Terry Robiskie. He's a former football player and a coach. He was raised in Louisiana, where he started as a quarterback, but he was like, that's not for me. That's just for people like Vince. And he went and started... He started as a running back, and where he went to LSU, and he set multiple rushing records and was honored with all SEC honors. And he played five seasons in the NFL with the Oakland Raiders and the Miami Dolphins before, unfortunately, injuries kind of ended his career a little too early. And then the mainstay was over almost 40-something years in coaching. And he's one of the most respected veteran coaches of all time, and that was reflected in his winning of the inaugural Award of Excellence by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And he began his coaching career with the Raiders in 1982 and became their offensive coordinator and led them to Super Bowl 18 victory, which you can't say much more about. It's just tremendous. And he went on to coach the Redskins, he went on to be part of the coaching staff of the Redskins, the Browns, the Dolphins, the Falcons, the Jaguars, the Bills, and the Titans, which I ended up looking at, and he coached over a quarter of the league, which is amazing.
It is.
And he's coached Hall of Famers. He's coached stars. He's been coached by Hall of Famers. He's an amazing man. We're pleasured to have him on today.
Terry, over four decades, that's unbelievable, and it's so great to have you on the show. Both Jackie and I really appreciate you coming on with us. And first, let me ask you the first question and I got to jog your memory, because we go way back to our college days. You and I came out of school the same year, back in 1986.
Nervous, that's all.
Was it 19? What year was it? I forget. Oh,
1977.
No, 1976. That's what it was. Man, decades are flying by. Just getting old.
1976 was my rookie year, you came the following
year. We played in Death Valley, Jackie, and Terry was the first LSU running back to rush over 1,000 yards in a season. And in that game, Terry, I don't know if you recall that. That was down in Death Valley. We were lucky to get alive without getting buried alive there in that stadium. And we could never get the ball back. You guys controlled the ball. It was a 6-6 tie. What do you remember from that game?
That's exactly what I remember. We played hard. We played hard. And, man, we fought our butt off. We just went as long as we could go. And at the end of the day, however it came about, but at the end of the day, it was a 6-6 tie. Wow. And for some reason, I'll never forget it. We walked out of there thinking, man, that was a win. You know, that was a win. And, yeah. You know, lo and behold, we played the whole night, beat up, banged up, bruised up, two field goals, and 6-6 tie. But like I said, we left the game feeling like we'd won the game. So it was just a crazy deal. And I remember it like yesterday.
Boy, that was one wild game. I tell you that, you know, so many great players, and you guys were just so just structured and just so tough, right? And, you know, A.J. Dewey, some great players, and Jackie probably remembers that big defensive tackle. But I do recall that game. But, you know, the thing about you, you were always adaptable in whatever you did. And, you know, you started as a quarterback, which I played in high school, but then you moved right to running back. What was that transition like?
Well, for me, it was easy to be able to do it back then, Vince, for the simple reason, you know, I had started as quarterback in high school. I tell everybody, my little high school down on the river, down on the bayou, my little high school was only 400 students, and it went from 8th grade to 12th. So I had an extra year, but I was a starting quarterback for my high school in 8th grade, and I did it for 5 years, and for the 5 years I was there, we only had two coaches. We had a head coach and assistant coach, just two. And I coached the offense. And as the quarterback, you know, all we did was ran the ball. I tell people, you know, I guess I was like Lamar Jackson. People said, Terry, you crazy, wasn't like that. But anyway, I was like Lamar. We just ran that thing, man, ran it. If we threw 12 passes a game, we threw a lot. So I was a running quarterback. So when I went to LSU, it was a no-brainer. You know, they decided, hey, we'll move you over and you'll be a running back for us and you'll play. And the head coach said, hey, if you sit here and play and you play long enough, you'll do a lot of good things for us. And hopefully we can win a lot of games. So I moved right in the first day I got there. You know, I moved in and, of course, I was allowed that way to play as a freshman. I became one of the first freshmen to play. I scored a touchdown, the first freshman to score a touchdown. And,
wow.
And just a lot of firsts. It was just a lot of firsts that came and it was a good move, and it worked out fantastic. It was
a good move, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, Terry, you know, this is what I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at your bio, and I'm thinking to myself, now, Terry's a big guy. I'm a big guy. Terry, help me understand what happened to you. Had two sons. Both of them were wide receivers, and then you had one son that was a center. You had three sons, both of them wide receivers, yes. And one son that was a center. I had two sons. Yes. One was a wide receiver, and the other one was a defensive lineman. Where did we go wrong? What happened?
I guess that's the thing you try to understand. And I said, at the end of the day, the fact that, you know, like you said, I was one of them bigger guys. One of them had to take after his mom. One had to take after his dad. The fat one took after me. The one that liked to eat and drink and eat and drink and eat and drink. That's the one I tell everybody took after me. And at the end of the day, he became a 300-pound offensive lineman.
Right. That's
his way, that position.
That's what happens. That's, you know, pretty much. That's pretty much the same way it worked at my house, because my son, David, he has my appetite. And if you saw him, you would know that's Jackie's son. You know what? Right there.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly
what it is. The other two wide receivers, you know, them wide receivers, man, you know, them wide receivers, unbelievable. They all got to be the pretty boy. They got to look good.
Right.
Yeah. Comb their hair. The other two took right after their mom. You know, they got to watch what they eat healthy. They don't want to eat this. They don't eat that. No. That middle one, he grew up eating red bean and rice. Red bean and rice. Give it to me, baby. Let's go.
That's the truth. I had three daughters, Terry, the same thing. No, none of them are the same. They're all different. They have their own different.
They're all different. They're all different. All different mindset. Personalities.
It's
and all different
amazing.
Appetites.
They eat different.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
So, Terry, let me ask you this now. When I thought of having you on as our guest, I want this to be an epic,
yeah.
another epic podcast. I mean, there's so much wisdom inside you that I want our listeners to hear for their kids, for their families. I mean, you've just been a role model for so many of us in so many ways. And, you know, I know that just some of this is probably the way you were raised, but you were exposed to some really unique and interesting people. You know, you played football under three Hall of Fame coaches during your professional career. You played under John Madden, you played under Tom Flores, and you played under Don Shula. Now, share with us, if you can, What were the things that you picked up from these three very, very interesting gentlemen?
Well, you know, that's true what you're saying, Jackie, on those three guys, three of the greatest coaches, you know, greatest coaches of all time.
Of all time.
But I always tell people, I don't ever leave out the greatest one. The greatest coach was Al Davis.
Was Al Davis. I'm going to get to Mr. Davis.
Yes. Yeah. I worked for him and I got drafted by him, you know, but at the same time, I think it's really, really interesting. And it's really interesting at all played itself out, Jack, is those three coaches, like we talked about our three sons, those three coaches were so different. They were so different. And they all were the same in their belief. You know, we got to do this and do this. We're going to win. They wanted to win and desire to win. They're the same. But when it came to how they were going about it, how they was going to get it done and what the theory was, what the philosophy was, they were so different. It was unbelievable. Coach Shula did every single thing he did by intimidation, by fear, by leading with the golden fist. And Coach Shula was that guy that's going to pound you in the head and MF you and jump on your back and chew you out and MF. Coach Shula did everything he could to make you win by intimidation to you. Mm. Everything he did was just with the iron fist. You know what I mean? You couldn't chew gum in the meeting room. Coach Shula went crazy.
Terry has so much to say. So enlightening, Terry. Everything you have to bring to the table, but we're going to take a quick break here, Jackie. We first have to plug our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com, right, Jackie?
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Terry. Be right back with you. Want to hear exactly what you're saying and then some.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with Hall of Famer Jackie Slater, the legendary Vince Ferragamo, both the Los Angeles Rams. Our guest today, we're honored to have Carl David Baker. He's former president and CEO of the Pro Football League, commissioner of the Arena Football League, mayor and councilman of Irvine, California. You know, Dave, you've impressed us all in many ways. You still live in Irvine, California, do you?
You know, I live just around the corner from it, kind of here in North Tustin.
Yeah, because you mentioned
went to Tustin High School, but yeah.
You mentioned earlier that Cox did a good job. Cox is a cable company. How'd you know that Cox is the cable company? Obviously, it is in your area, but also in New Orleans there where the Super Bowl was.
Yeah, you know, Mike,
you're amazing.
One of the things you do in the business of football is you get to know your partners, and they're a great partner.
And you're the mayor and councilman of Irvine, or you were from 1984 to 1988. Yeah. I'm sure you work with the cable companies. We're talking a little bit about your journey as the president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You held that from 2014 to 2021, and that's outstanding. People always questioning how somebody, this guy gets in, somebody didn't make it in, Eli Manning didn't make it in. You're no longer there now, but what qualities or traits do you believe, after being there in the Hall of Fame, define a Hall of Famer?
Well, I'll tell you, I was privileged to oversee the process. I didn't have a vote, but you know, I oversaw the process, and it is a long, exhaustive process. I think the best of all the Hall of Fames. You have seniors who are in a category after being eligible 25 years as a present day, so you're trying to find those guys who slipped through. You've got present-day players, and you start with 100 of those, and you get it all the way down to 15. And then you have contributors and coaches, which are second categories, which are done by committee. So you go into the room, if you will, right before the Super Bowl with 18 guys. And of that 18, you can pick from 4 to 8. This year's class was only 4 to show how hard it is. And not only do you have to be selected, but then you have to get 80% of the approval of the 49 selectors. You guys like Sal Palantonio or Peter King, guys who really know their business in football. So it is not easy. It is very, very hard. And everybody thinks everybody should be in. But, you know, as I referenced earlier, it's not the Hall of Really, Really Good. It's the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And if you make it, you can bet your bottom dollar that you deserve to be there.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, Dave, I agree with you, but I want to jump to something that I thought was fascinating. I had been in the Hall of Fame a few years before you became the executive director of the Hall, and I remember some of the meetings that we would have informing us about the Hall and different things associated with us as Hall of Famers. And I remember getting through those, thinking that we've got to get through this before we can go and do this, that, or the other. And I remember when you came on board, Dave, how captivating you were with so much vision about where you wanted to take that organization. And you did. You did a fantastic job of it. One of the things that I thought you did that I thought was so personal, and it was so influential within the body of the Hall of Famers, and also with, I think, a lot of the young people who aspire to be Hall of Famers, who were going to be on a ballot over that next few years, and that was you actually went and knocked on the doors of the people who were selected to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I thought that, you know, if you're going to have someone contact me about being in the Hall of Fame, when I see this big fella walking up to the door, I mean, I can just imagine how these guys were feeling seeing you walk up to the door, knowing that was the only reason why you were at their house. Tell me, how did that concept come up? And it just amazed me that we won't be seeing you do that anymore.
Well, thank you, Jackie. You know, it was real special. And my first year was 2014, and we decided to do things differently because – I don't know how you found out, Jackie, but a lot of guys previously, they'd get a call or you know, Jack Youngblood got a telegram, for goodness sakes. But what we decided to do was bring the 18 guys who were finalists to the Super Bowl, which that year was in New York, and we would bring them together. And then whoever was selected, we would go get them, and we'd take them over to the honor show and reveal them to the nation live, right in the middle of the show. So we got done, and you know, we're in New York, and you know what New York traffic is. So I called Michael Strahan first because he lives there. We got to get across down to Radio City Music Hall. My second one was Derek Brooks, and Derek Brooks was involved in the Arena Football League, so he was a buddy. I just wanted to call my buddy and said, hey, you're in the Hall of Fame. The third one was punter Ray Guy, who had been eligible for 29 years and never been selected.
Wow.
And he almost didn't answer because I think, as you guys know, my cell phone is area code 714 and not 330 like Canton, but he did. And he's got that slow Southern Mississippi drawl. And I said, this is Dave Baker. I'm the new president of the Hall of Fame. And he said, yes, sir. And I said, Ray, it is my great pleasure. And boom, I can hear him fall to the floor. I can hear his phone rattling around. His wife, Sandy, is going, honey, baby, sweetheart, are you okay? And this is like 2 minutes. And you guys are on, on live timed entertainment now. 2 minutes is a long time when you're trying to get somebody to live TV. And finally, after all of that, he got up and he said, well, he says, hey, I'm sorry. I don't think I really understood until this moment how much this meant to me.
Wow.
And we knew then we had to share with the fans what your journey is about, because they most fans think that it's because you guys are bigger, stronger, quicker, faster. And I will tell you that the guys playing against you are big, strong, quick, and fast too.
Absolutely.
You had to figure out a way to get around problems. You had to figure out a way to persevere. You had to figure out a way to get around 1,000 people that told you you weren't going to make it. And what I loved about it was that at that moment when we started catching guys on camera, Kevin Mawai, cried, couldn't stop crying. Morten Andersen, came here as a 10th grade exchange student from Denmark, went back 40 years later, and we took his bronze bust and gave him his gold jacket and his ring there.
Wow.
But he went back at that time as the leading scorer in the NFL. And every person has a story. And at that moment, mm-hmm. respectfully, the game, it is a business, and that business is making a lot of money these days for guys.
That's amazing.
But at that moment, when I'm knocking on the door and I'm telling these guys three things, essentially, that they're going to Canton, that to thank you them for everything that they've done and everything they will do for the game, and that will guard their legacy forever. At that moment, they're not thinking about their money. They're not thinking about their records. I'll guarantee you they're thinking about their mom that drove them to practice, or their dad that wouldn't let them quit, or a coach that inspired them to more, or teammates that helped them get there. And what I always loved being around guys, and I got to know them as men, not just as football heroes. I had conversations with Jim Brown that I would crawl to the other side of the earth to have with another good man. These guys were men who made history, I can tell you what's so hard about retiring from the NFL isn't the money that you're not making anymore. It's the guys in the locker room that you're not getting to see anymore.
There's
such a brotherhood, and it's so special. And if we can just teach that to the rest of the world, it's going to be a much better place.
Dave, I think they see it every week with these two right here, with Vince and Jackie, Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. And we're talking to Dave Baker, if you're joining us here in the middle of the show, the man who left his mark, you can say that, on the he was the present CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame from 2014 to 2021. Vince?
Well, that was so exciting to see the anticipation and that surprise, that knock on the door. For us viewers at home, to see the reaction of the Hall of Famer and the expression, the emotions that they had, Dave. And I think as Hall of Famers, you're sitting home waiting to see if you're listening for the knock at the door. And how many times did that go around? I mean, it's like, is Dave knocking at the door? Who's that knocking
at the door? Well, for a while, I felt like Ed McMahon with the Publishers Clearinghouse, if you remember what that was about. But Jerry Jones had all his family and his grandkids in the room just in case I knocked. And he wasn't sure how they'd feel about him as an owner. But I'll tell you, I don't know what Jerry's got, $8 or $10 billion, but this was something that money couldn't buy. Eddie DeBartolo, who you both know pretty well, but I think for Eddie, this kind of affirmed and redeemed his life. Jerry Kramer waited 45 years for that knock on the door. And everybody asked me, what's my favorite one? And there, each one is a favorite. You know, when I knocked on Brett Favre's door or Peyton Manning's door, they took 10 seconds to select. Everybody knew they were going to be a first round ballot Hall of Famer.
Dave, did you have a favorite Hall of Fame speech at the induction ceremony?
Oh, I think there's a couple of them. I thought LaDainian Tomlinson was spectacular about Team America.
Jack, you were there.
I think that Peyton Manning was one of the first guys, because we were doing a whole bunch of guys that time, Jackie, if you remember.
Yes.
That was the 100th anniversary year, and we did 20 for 2020. But Peyton did a great one. But, you know, Jackie's listened to all of them. He may have others. But, again, I think every guy tells a story. And what I love about it is, you know, when you talk about a guy like Morton Anderson, who got cut and was 16 points away from having the NFL record, but he stayed at home and he practiced for 2.5 years before he got picked up again. You know, there's a lot of people at home on the couch waiting for their call.
You got it.
There's so many wonderful stories.
Dave, hang on here with us. Dave Baker is with us, former president, CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, commissioner of the Arena Football League, mayor and councilman of Irvine, California. Boy, check us out here. Tell everybody about our show here. Go to our website, onpointlive.net. Watch us on the YouTube channel. Subscribe there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And pick up some harmonycheese.com. It is delicious. It's great. Super Bowl is over. Other holidays are coming up. We got so many things to celebrate, maybe just the weekend together. So go to that website, harmonycheese.com. Enjoy a great cheese pack. And Vince is putting in some of his wine from Ferragamo Vineyards. You can win it by sending us your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The only thing better than a long weekend? A long weekend filled with great deals. And with Kohl's Memorial Day sale, you can get $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Earn $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on must-haves for soaking up the sun, from patio essentials to poolside picks and more. So hurry to Kohl's and kick off your summer with some savings. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 26th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, and we have an incredible guest today from the Rams organization and from the 49ers for a couple of years. Isaac Bruce, drafted, in 1994, and he totaled over 1,000 yards, actually receptions, 1,024 receptions, 15,208 yards. This man, a 16-year career with the Rams. From 94, he's drafted, he's on the Rams in 94 to 2007, goes to the 49ers 2008, 2009. Starting role with the Rams just in his second season, popped right in there. One of the great seasons by a wide receiver in league history. Listen to this one. The yardage would have been a new NFL record, except for this. Do you ever hear this guy, Jerry Rice, was in the same year? These guys were battling here, Isaac Bruce and Jerry Rice. Jerry posted 1,848 yards, and Isaac Bruce, the first in NFL history to record three consecutive games with 170 or more receiving yards.
Three games,
that's right, consecutive. Right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Got it. Never been done before.
And it's a record. Bruce produced 8 1,000-yard seasons, 10 seasons in which he recorded 60 or more receptions. He leaves L.A., and I think the owner took him into St. Louis there, and they get into Super Bowl 34, a first-place finish that year, a Super Bowl victory, 77 receptions, 1,165 yards, 12 touchdowns, earns him an all-pro nod. He gets into the Rams, a high franchise best 13-3 record at the time.
Right.
Need I say more? He's a Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Bruce. Isaac, thanks for being with us.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me, Brother Slater, Vince, Mike. Thanks for having me on, man. Let's have some fun.
Looking forward to this, Brother Bruce, for quite some time. Man.
It's so great to have you on, Bruce, and thank you for joining us. You know, my only regret playing in the NFL and playing for the Rams was not having you to throw to, Isaac, because we could have lit it up. It would have been so much fun for me. But I have to tell you, because you and Jackie played a couple years together with the Rams, and you wore number 80, he wore number 78, so your lockers were right next to one another. What was that like in the locker room? I mean, having to deal with this guy every day, with all his antics. I mean, how'd you put up with him being right next to you like that?
You know what? It was really special. I think, when I first got drafted way back in 1994, and I'm sitting in the locker room, and I can look to my left, and I can see Jackie Slater, a guy who's been in the National Football League for a very long time at that time. And then I started doing my calculations in my head that, his rookie year was 1976, and I was born in 1972. So, I was kind of putting those two things together, and that's like, wow, I'm here. But this guy here, he's been here for a very long time. And not only that, I enjoyed watching Jackie Slater dress for practice.
Ooh.
Watching him get dressed for practice was an event within itself. Taping up everything, his fingers to the pads he wore on his arm. And I watched Jackie. Jackie was a mentor of mine, just the way he practiced and went about practice like it was a game. So by the time Sunday rolled around, it was very easy for him. So I kind of picked that up from him. And every time I went out to practice, I treated it like a game, and I got that from the Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. That's my guy.
Isaac, you should watch the way he prepares for this show. He tapes everything up just before he goes on the air with us. That's great. It's amazing.
I bet.
Well, Isaac certainly has the great work ethic, Michael.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he probably picked up from Jackie, but I'm sure he brought that to the table as well. But you know what? Nobody worked any harder than you did, Isaac. But you were such a key member of that greatest show on turf. My question to you, Isaac, is where did that name come from? And then how was that offense so special? What made it so special?
Well, I'll say the name was first spoken, in a team facility by the great Tony Horn. Tony Horn was a receiver on the team. He was a special teams ace. He did the kickoff returns for us. And I think he mentioned it. Not only that, I think he also named the touchdown celebration that we had those years, the Bob and Weed. So I think he's the originator of it, and we kind of latched on to it because it sounded real cool and it was different. It was a play on, on the circus, what the circus would bring to town. And when we came to town, we were bringing the greatest show on turf. But just to play with those group of guys, it's an experience that I'll never forget. When we talk about team sports and just how important team sports is, from a camaraderie to you know, just genuinely liking each other and being around each other, being able to celebrate each other. We truly had that with the Greatest Show on Turf. And I've been on a lot of different teams and in a lot of different locker rooms with a lot of different faces. But that era, you know, that really sticks out as my professional football career to me.
You're absolutely right. And I remember being fortunate enough to, at the end of my career, to be able to come there and watch you practice and to watch you interact with your teammates, some very special guys, Marshall Faulk, yeah, and Orlando Pace, and, you know, you're just a ton of great, great football players I watched.
Yes.
And the thing that I wondered about, I used to look at guys like you, and I would say, you know, these guys are going to have an opportunity to experience a lot of glamour and experience, you know, just the names being called every time they catch a ball. And whereas a big guy like me, you know, only might get my name called in a game for holding. And I remember watching you, Ike, and I remember thinking to myself, this guy works so hard. I wonder how is he going to be able to last. And so when I look back and I see that you played 16 years in the National Football League, I know how difficult it was for me to get the couple of decades in that I did. Tell me about that process, your mindset, and right, what were you thinking, you know, as you prepared for a season?
Well, Jackie, I think it's like this, because, you know, as rookies, when I came in 94, probably when you came in 76, there were, you know, statements or proclamations or prophecies that people say, you know, this only lasts so long. You've been an offensive lineman, you probably only last 3 years in the league, or you'll probably only last, you know, 3 years in the National Football League as a wide receiver. Right. You know, when I heard stuff like that, I chose not to believe it. I chose to believe that I can play as long as I wanted to play. I can be highly productive as long as I wanted to be highly productive. So that was always my mindset. If it didn't agree with some of the goals that I set for myself, I was quick to really just, you know, pluck it out like a weed and replant another thought. And I think that's what helped my longevity. And on top of that, I saw guys like you played 20. I saw guys like Jerry Rice. He was playing, you know, 10 plus years. Michael Irvin, he played a while. Other guys like Henry Ellard, he played, you know, a very long time in the National Football League.
That's
and
right.
I figured if those guys could do it, you know, I can do it the exact same way. And from a nutrition standpoint, I think that was a really key in my career. I started to learn about nutrition, what worked with the body, what didn't work for the body. And I really honed in on that, you know, probably after my eighth or ninth year. And that really pushed me to really have the longevity that I had.
Mm. Well, you never would have thought that you would have played as long as you did when people watch you work. In fact, I remember a scenario where it was said that, you know, one of the reasons why you had pulled a hamstring was because you didn't participate in the off-season program for enough reps, and you didn't have 55% participation in the off-season program, and that was the reason why you hurt. But then I came to find out, I'm thinking, how could that be? I come to find out when Mike Marks was hired as the offensive coordinator, one of his main charges was to make sure, yes, that he got you healthy and kept you on the field, and the number one thing he did was limit your reps. Because right, I don't ever remember you being a guy that didn't work hard. And that right, was the problem. You were overworking and therefore hurting yourself, and you just had inability to take yourself out of those situations. Talk to right, me about, if you were a young guy, a young Isaac Bruce, what would you tell, how would you advise him about the difference between tough, tenacious working and then yeah, being healthy, keeping yourself healthy?
Yeah, it's definitely important being able to, you know, experience rest, you know, force yourself to rest if you have to at times, and do all you can to learn about nutrition, what works with the body, what foods work with the body, what works, what doesn't work with the body. So to me, that was extra important. So the one thing I would tell a younger version of myself is that, you know, your mindset going in to anything that, you know, at a high level, playing football at a high level, is of the utmost importance. You believing that you can do something starts between the ears, and that would be the info or the wisdom that I would give to a younger version of myself.
Wow, that's
I love to watch sports for the concentration value, and talking to you guys and talking to guests we've had on the show, it is all about concentrating and giving it that little extra advantage. You have to be there, be in person on the ground, and have your feet planted there. And I think that nutrition, everything is part of. When you guys retire, do you continue doing that? You guys are in good shape, Isaac. Isaac Bruce, you look in good shape. Yeah. What's the secret now as you continue?
That's the same thing. It's part of the routine or the habits that you built while you were playing, and continue to participate in those habits. So, getting the nutrition, getting workouts, training, those things are always important so that you live a healthy lifestyle. And you're also working to keep this cardiovascular system functional. So walks, little light runs, and things like that helps. Guys like myself and guys like Jackie and Vince look the way that we look. So it's important to us, and it becomes a habit that is hard to break.
Let me ask you one other question here on that line. In your deepest, darkest moments, you, Isaac Bruce, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, don't you sometimes just want to flop on the bed and turn on a James Bond movie and sit there with a beer or something? Does that ever happen? Isaac, we start with you first. Is there a moment when you just kind of let it all go for a while?
Mike, I think we all want that. But the thing is, just how long do you allow it to happen? Mine may be for 30 minutes, and I get up and I go do something else. Other people may be for an hour. And then, unfortunately, you got people that do it for 5 and 6 years at a time.
Well, that's bad.
I'd rather go 30 minutes at a time, get me a little rest, and just say forget it. But I get back on the horse.
A James Bond movie is 2.5 hours, so you got to give it that.
At my age, though, I watched the movie the other night, Conclave.
Oh boy!
And I fell asleep at the movie.
I have a tendency to try to stay active. I try to go 3-4 days a week to the gym and get some cardio, get some lifting, so I want to just turn into a big blob, because I still have a pretty hearty appetite.
Yeah, what he ate for lunch today, don't you?
Don't look at me when you guys say a big blob.
I still have a pretty hearty appetite, and I know that if I eat the way and enjoy different foods that I do and don't train and don't lift, I'm going to run into some more health issues. Can I ask Isaac one more question?
A minute and a half,
And this is why, Isaac, I've wondered about this. I don't think I've ever asked you, but the whole time we were at the Rams, certainly the 20 years that I was there and the whole time that you were there, 14 years, our dreaded and hated enemy was the San Francisco 49ers. And then I got to look up. I'm in retirement, and I'm enjoying retirement, and I got to look up and see my favorite wide receiver of the Rams of all times out there with a San Francisco 49er, with a San Francisco 49er uniform.
Yeah, here we go.
What in the world? How did we get to that point, Isaac? Please tell me.
Jackie, let me tell you, man. It was
30 seconds to calm him down, Isaac. Go for it.
The hardest thing I ever had to do. You guys mentioned that Fred Dreyer. It's a reason why I like the show Hunter. He refused to go to San Fran. But listen, I had a little bit more football in me, and they were the takers, the perfect spot. I tried to sabotage, but I just couldn't make myself do it.
Great answer.
Best of luck, Isaac. And if we can help your foundation, Isaac Bruce Foundation, let us know. We'd love to help.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Love you guys. Love you, Jackie.
All right, man. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you later.
Isaac Bruce, thanks for being with us. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more on
Live. The greatest receiver I've played with.
The greatest receiver on turf. I'll tell you that. We'll be back with more on Point Live. Thanks for being with us. Check it out with our website, onpointlive.net. YouTube, follow us there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us today once again. Thank you for letting me speak to you on when our stars are away on assignment. And when we're given thanks, we would always like to thank our sponsor, Harmony Cheese, for their wonderful Wisconsin cheese. And you guys need to go look it up wherever you can get it and get some in your carts now and get it delivered. And then just to help us out, we'd like to ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel on On Point Live with Vince and Jackie at YouTube. And then our Instagram at on.point.live. And then our website at onpointlive.net. And we want to thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions for the guys, Jackie, Vince, myself, email us at onpoint@crntalk.com, crntalk.com. And then you can visit the CRN Talk News YouTube channel at crntalk.com/YouTube and CRN Digital Talk Radio. This show is also on CRN 1 on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 Pacific Standard Time and 8 to 9 Pacific Standard Time. PM on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then on Sundays for the early risers, 6 to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on CRN 2 and Sports Byline on Saturday morning at 8 to 9 Pacific Standard Time. And we would like to thank you for joining us on our Hall of Fame edition here today. It was a great slew of interviews between three amazing people on and off the field of football that we got to listen to and hear their stories and just hear what they're all about and what type of person it takes mentally, physically, emotionally, value-wise, everything that it takes to be in the Hall of Fame and to be that kind of a caliber person. And I just wanted to thank you for listening once again, letting me the chance to talk, and we're gonna be happy. Hopefully the boys will be back in town next week, and we'll see what we can do, and we'll probably have some NBA playoffs to talk about. I knew the NFL is voting on the tush push and some other rules like Olympic qualifications for NFL players to actually go out and play, and we'll see if the owners want to spend their money and let the guys play, but we'll see. I bet we'll have a bunch of opinions from Jackie and Vince when they get back, and of course Mike Horn. And thank you once again. My name's Corey Marino. And what do they like to say? Stay on point.